Hi, welcome back, listeners. My name is Bliss Griffin, and today I'll be sharing with you a very disturbing story. Imagine being stripped away from your normal life, away from your husband, away from your 7 and 3-year-old, being kept in jail, not knowing what day it is, and if your family is still alive. This is the story about Leia Ahrens, who has had a very hard life, and what she had to go through. Hi, Leia. I'm Bliss. I was just wondering if you could explain a bit about your background. All of my listeners are wondering about what a life is like that's been as traumatizing as yours.
Hi, of course I can. I was born in Lithuania, where my mother and father still live. Poland is right next door to Lithuania, and Poland is the home to Auschwitz, the largest and most famous concentration camp. My children, Eve and Asher, husband Lavi, and I make up the Ahrens family. We lived a perfect life until one day we decided to go visit Lavi's parents. It is a mystery how they didn't get caught living so close. We went to visit them, and we hadn't seen them in 10 years. It was the grandparents' first time seeing the kids.
You seem like you have a great family and had an amazing life. How did you get caught?
Thank you, Bliss. I'm not sure if that's true, though. We are Jewish, obviously, and we go to synagogue every weekend. We would have felt guilty skipping, even though we knew it was risky. We were walking out of the synagogue when someone came up to us and grabbed our hands. We were trying to fight back, and all I could hear was my 3-year-old saying, "Mommy, I love you, Mommy." Tears were streaming down my face. I saw a Nazi badge on his shirt, and that was the moment I knew we were trapped. My kids going in the opposite direction. I think they might be at a different concentration camp.
That's awful. How long has it been since you've seen your kids and husband?
It was just a few days ago when I lost my kids and my husband. My children are in a place away from me. I don't know where they are. I'm praying to God that my family is still alive. I'm almost positive that my husband was killed yesterday in the gas chambers. I've heard whispers going around that he was sticking up for himself and our family.
I bet I'm speaking for the listeners too, but we are all going to pray for you and your family. What is it like living in this concentration camp, and how did you get here?
I was terrified when they took us to Auschwitz because 80% of Jews sent here were killed immediately. The others had to work. Me and my husband were carried on a train that held 1,000 other victims. I had no idea how much time passed, if I had been on that train for hours or days. Then suddenly, we were thrown out, and they ordered us to form lines, male and female. It was the selection process. That's the scariest time of my life. Sorry, it's really hard for me to talk about this.
It's okay. Just try your best. No one's judging you.
Okay, I really appreciate that. The Nazis would select which Jews would be sent straight to their deaths in the gas chambers, and which Jews would remain alive, temporarily. Once they got to my husband, I almost screamed. They pushed him to the right side, and that's when I knew he was being sent to the gas chambers. Tears were spilling out of my eyes as I saw my husband being escorted to his death. One Nazi grabbed my hand and pulled me to face him. He asked me questions, but suddenly another Nazi whispered in his ear. I didn't understand what they were saying, and I was so nervous. "We are short workers. We need more people. You are going to work here, and if you can't keep up, you're going straight to the gas chamber." They pushed me aside and told me to follow the line. I was then tattooed with a registration number, shaved off all of my body hair, disinfected, and forced through showers that are painfully hot. Now I'm here today, not sure how long I have been here, but I know it feels longer than it has been. I have been working so hard, trying to keep up with everyone else.
Have you seen anyone escape? Are you going to escape? What is going to happen next for you and your family?
I have seen people try to escape. Everyone that tried to escape were sent directly to the gas chambers. I don't want to die because if I survive, there's a chance that I can see my children. Since I know my husband is dead, I'm going to work harder than I ever have before. I am in this fight not only for myself, but for Lavi as well. Even if my kids are away from me right now, I know they will be okay and we will get through this.
Thank you for meeting with me, Leia. I know you've had a terrible past few weeks. We are all praying that you and your kids will make it out of this tragedy.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you all for listening to this podcast. Tune in next week to find out more about Leia and her children, Eve and Asher. We will try to figure out where they are, and if we find them, we will update you. Once again, thank you for listening. Bye.